How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Tom. So talk us through your garden. What's going on?
We've got some gravel coming in at the back because one wants it to be a sort of a late summer evening space because the sun goes down.
Yes.
Over the
house. I understand
that. You know how the sun does that.
Yeah.
So we've got Mikey and Rob...
Rob Beckett? Is he doing a bit of extra work?
Actually, he did do Rob Beckett's garden. I'm sure he won't mind me saying.
Clang.
And he's really softened my beds, actually, because they're quite angular beds, and he's made them quite sort of wavy.
Oh, I thought you meant your bed. And I was about to say, what is Rob doing on your bed?
He doesn't make the bed.
Hospital corners.
Although we are changing the bed today, the bed sheets, and I've been starching my pillowcases. Have I talked about that before?
Thank God.
I've been using powdered starch in a solution on a special spin cycle in the washing machine, just a rinse, basically, and just on the pillowcases, get some nice crisp at the edges.
Lovely.
Which I like. It's important.
Isn't it a bit rough on the face?
I don't mind that. I am a bit rough on the face myself.
You are a bit rough on the face. I always think that when I kiss
said
you.
That. Yes, that's right, like denim.
Just like denim.
But so we've been having a sort of nice day. We're going to do a towel changeover as well today. And it's like, you know, a big day.
It's a big day in the Tom Allen Hotel.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to create, is a hotel vibe, yeah.
Well, you've got your monochromed... Towels,
yeah, so people don't steal them yet.
Oh, well, I've got three.
I know.
People just think that I used to be in the TA.
They just assume you're in the Territorial Army, where they always have personalised towels. Yes, I've heard. I know, Suze. Suze, before I forget.
Yeah?
I want to do a special birthday shout-out.
Please!
Because Alfie's mum, Linda, long-time listener to Like Minded Friends.
Oh, long-time friend.
Has a very important birthday this weekend.
Ooh.
So, just to wish her many happy returns.
Happy birthday, Linda.
I hope she has a wonderful time. And
what are you doing? Does she know? Are you doing
She knows that there's going to be a little drinks party in her brother's garden.
Very nice.
A little afternoon tea sort of situation.
Very nice.
Unfortunately cannot be there because I'm doing a thing in Birmingham. But I've bought the cake and the sandwiches, which I hope is adequate.
But I think that's a nice thing.
An adequate presence. The cake, of course, has my face on it.
Tom the Caterpillar.
Tom the Cat. It's got my face all over it. It's a selection of quotes from me. A lovely
quotes by you
cake.
Or quotes by other people?
No, by me.
Okay.
And then some like journalistic quotes about me, maybe.
That's nice.
Going to
like,
Edinburgh, that sort
stunning,
of thing.
A huge star.
Like, yeah.
Doesn't he go on?
Doesn't he go on? A disappointing hour. That sort of thing.
That was the longest hour of my life.
The longest hour of my life, that random man who said that to me once in Edinburgh. Yes. All of that sort of thing.
Oh, so nice. What a treat.
Nice, what a treat. So I hope Linda enjoys that. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda, from me and from all of us here at Like-Minded Friends.
All of us, me, you, and our producer, Emma.
Yes, all of us, all
team.
Of the team. Everyone in the office. Exactly.
Imagine if we had an office to go and sit in for half an hour a week.
Wouldn't that be ridiculous? What would we have? Like typewriters?
Oh, yes. I love that sort of thing.
Postal weighing things, weighing scales for the post.
Yes. An in tray. They have those at offices, don't they?
In trays. They love those, don't they? What is the in?
Well, I assume it's things that have come in from the post.
Mine is overfloweth.
Overflow Earth. Do you have a small boy, and by which I mean Alf, that walks around with a little tray, like a tea tray, like a post like a trolley.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, throwing them out. Yes, he should do that, shouldn't he? We should ask him. Oh, I'll ask him to do that. He'd like that. I've got a drinks trolley. Maybe he could convert it. Mm.
Maybe he could wear a little hat like he was working in a hotel.
Oh, that would be nice. Like a bellhop.
Yes.
Oh, that would suit Alf, actually. Yeah. I'll speak to him about that.
Yeah. What do you think it's like being a bellhop?
Well,
very up and down.
I think it's up and down. Exactly. Oh, that's good. The sunshine's
really
warm.
I couldn't resist it.
And would they have to do the lift as well? They'd have to do the lift, like the lift lever. You know, one of those old.
Oh, yes. Well, they have the cage as well.
The cage, bring the cage across. Yeah.
Which they have at Open Mic, which is a production company.
Oh, yes,
in their office.
Spooky lift, don't they? Yes.
Yeah, because they're in an old-fashioned building in Soho.
Which apparently is where Hammer Horror used to be based.
Yes, some have heard.
And that's, so you can understand it as well. It's a really horrifying lift.
Yeah, it drops. It doesn't have a cable
like
on it.
Disney,
it's like that, yeah. Was it called Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror, yeah.
Have you ever been on that?
I think maybe.
It's really good.
Is it, do you stand in the lift?
No, you sit and then like a...
Oh, it comes down
over
you.
Like all the best things. So you know it's going to be fun. And then you go up in a lift, but then on the way they do a thing where they go, oh, this doesn't normally happen. And the lights go out. They go, oh, no, this doesn't normally happen.
Oh, and, that's good.
And then
yeah.
the lift doors open and then you see like a little ghost of a girl going, ha. And then all of the Disney actors sort of then go, oh, no, we need to get to the top floor. And they go to the top floor. And then the little girl's there again. And then you sit down and the things come down over you.
I love it.
So exciting. And then it goes, and then it just drops. And you are levitated out of your seat, but held on by the straps.
Wow. So it's zero gravity.
Zero gravity. And then they open the wind. Then they open the sort of shutters at the front and you can see over the park.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends Disney Special.
Disney Special. Did you go to Euro Disney or Disneyland Paris?
Well, of course, I've been to both.
Oh, did you go to Florida as well?
I went to Florida as a child. When I was about 11.
One of those children. Oh,
yeah,
my
I was one of those
God,
children. I'm so,
so
sorry.
Lucky. Wow, was it amazing?
It was really good.
Mm.
Yeah, it
I
was
you
fun.
Have come back.
I would have thought so. I imagine Anne Ruffle would have had maybe three. I remember, actually, my dad bought a hat that had a pretend ponytail in it.
Oh, that's fun.
Coming
that would suit him, actually. Yeah, that
and,
would suit him.
I think my mum had sort of real umbrage with it, and my dad thought it was hilarious, so he kept, swishing around his ponytail.
Oh, lovely. Did you stay in the park, or did you stay in a villa?
Oh, no, I think that would have been very expensive. We stayed somewhere nearby.
Fly Drive.
Sure.
Isn't that what it was called, Fly Drive, when you, like, got a rental car and the flight
yes.
included?
Yes, because I remember my dad going the wrong way down a road.
Oh, like in Only Fools and Horses.
I mean, literally so much of his life is like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go, the Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror. Gosh, that's lovely. Well, you know, Alf is very into Disney.
Well, of course, he worked there, didn't he?
He did work there for a long time, so he will be able to advise anybody about any Disney-related inquiry.
Yeah, maybe we should all go.
I would actually love that.
I would love it.
Would you, what, to the Florida one, yeah?
Yeah.
Florida
it
one,
would be
yeah.
a dream come true.
We should try and go out of holiday
season.
Time.
Season, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when that is, like February or something.
Yeah. Or October.
October, is that not busy then?
Well, I don't know.
Someone will know.
Someone will know. Get in touch. If Walt or any of the other team or Mickey is listening.
Uncle Bob or something.
Buck? Yeah. I don't know.
Uncle Buck.
Has he got something to do with it? Probably. I imagine he's pretty well connected.
It's a whole world of things, though. And there's like a private members club on the park.
What?
You know that?
What, like a Soho House?
Yeah, for grown-ups. I just thought
our producer Emma is saying, let's record a podcast there and make it tax deductible.
Great idea.
Yeah, great idea, Emma. Thanks.
Great idea, Emma. That's a brilliant idea. We'll do that. I mean,
there's a private members bar at
apparently, yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
I imagine that's where so in my mind, that's where people still dressed as like Goofy and Daffy, but they're there with like a whiskey. Like, oh man, it's been a tough day.
Where Well, of course, there aren't people dressed as anything, Susie.
No, of course, because they're the real ones. Yes.
Because they're real. The real ones are actually there, but they might
be. Do we need to put a trigger warning at the top of this episode? We will talk about people in Disney taking off their heads.
And on QI recently, we were talking about how all the tunnels underneath
Glang. We get it.
They were talking about the tunnels underneath. Apparently, it was like a huge part of the construction of Disney World. It was like almost as much as the park itself.
There's tunnels underneath.
There's tunnels underneath that takes away all the rubbish. So you never see like a rubbish.
You never
truck.
See rubbish. No,
yeah, like everything's been thought of by Uncle Walt.
Do you want to know a great thing about a tunnel? What a weird question.
Always.
So when I went to drama school, I went to a place called Aura. It doesn't exist anymore, but it used to be in a place called the Royal Victoria Patriotic Building.
Oh, hello.
Hello. It's very you. It's a big Gothic building in Wandsworth. And you can't really see it.
Big Gothic and in Wandsworth, yes.
Yeah, it's Wandsworth. You can't really see it from the street because it's surrounded by trees. But when you get close to it, you're like, fucking hell, how did this? I didn't know this was here.
I know where that building is.
I went to drama school there. Yes. You would have done a gig in the gardens.
In the courtyard in the middle.
Yes. So I went to drama school there for 3 years. I went to that building every day for 3 years.
I did not know that's where you went.
Yeah.
Wow, it's flats now, I think.
Yeah, Bono has one, apparently. Wow. You heard it here first. Well, that was the rumour of drama school. Bono owns a flat here.
Bono owns a flat here.
I mean, he might have once looked around a flat and never bought
like
it.
That's like some flats in Falmouth near where I was staying on tour the other day, and someone said Robbie Williams owns the top one, which he absolutely doesn't, I don't think. But
it's a lovely lie.
It's a lovely, lovely thing that people like to say, yeah.
So it was very creepy there. There was always rumours of ghosts. There was a studio called Studio 33, which was in the top of one of the turrets.
Wow.
And once people were up there, and sometimes people would go up there for a drink after. So obviously we weren't meant to, but you'd like get a drink and then go and be like, should we go and sit in Studio 33? Because you could see, like, it was like a brilliant vista of like that part of London.
Awesome.
And people were up there. And they found like a little door going into the loft.
No.
And so they like looked through the little door, and as they were looking through it, there was no wind, and the front door of the room, the door to the room, slammed.
Oh.
And everyone shit themselves. And then they came running downstairs, and I was there. And they came running downstairs. There's a ghost in Studio 33.
It's not like drama students to be dramatic.
No, but, not at all. We were
all
very.
Why didn't you go up? Were you too scared?
Probably. Because there was always a rumour about a little girl, of course. It was a Tower of Terror, yeah. I think a teenage girl that had died there when it was an asylum, but I think it's when they use the word asylum for like a children's...
Oh, yes.
Orphanage?
Founded of those sort of words around it, just to make them spooky, yeah.
But the thing I was going to tell you was it's opposite Wandsworth Prison.
Yes.
Of course, two places that I've spent a lot of time.
A lot of time. You spent 3 years there as well.
Thank you, Tom. And
what a journey.
Her Majesty's pleasure. I did 3 years of a drama BTEC. 3 years. Getting my mechanics qualification.
A tech, yes.
And so there was a tunnel that went directly from the prison to the Royal Victoria Patriotic Building.
No.
And rumour has it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was rumour, actually. I think it was fact. When during the Second World War.
Yeah.
When they captured people that were Nazis or people that were trying to infiltrate sort of British society, and they would take them to prison.
Oh,
they would take them for questioning at the Royal Victoria Patriotic Building and take them through the... or the police would be... because it was used as sort of a police building during the war, and then it was used as a hospital for part of the war. Yeah, it was really
creepy. It was part of their punishment that they had to do drama workshops.
Yeah, they had to, like, be a tree.
Like, shake it out.
Yeah, shake it out, shake, flick, all that stuff.
Just reach for the stars and then flop forward.
Yeah, all that
spine.
Stuff. Spinal rolls, a lot of spinal rolls.
Endless spinal rolls, actually.
But it's actually the best way to get a confession. People don't realise this.
People don't realise it when you're so relaxed.
Ooh. Yeah. So up and down, up and down, up and down, roll of the shoulders, they'll tell you everything.
Shoulders. Wow, that's brilliant, isn't it? Great. Well, that must be spooky and haunted.
Yes, I would say so. No doubt about it, I'd say.
Your very own Tower of Terror.
Very own, yes. Now, Tom, I went to a children's birthday party last week. What do you think about that?
Hello. Well, were you invited or was it just
No, just turned up.
Just saw some balloons and popped in.
Yeah, thought, you know.
How was that? I imagine quite stressful, lots of screaming.
Quite loud. Mm. Quite fun, though.
Great.
Loads of kids dancing around.
Brilliant.
Which is always good fun in a kitchen.
Of course, in the kitchen, lovely.
Yeah.
What games were played, please?
Pin the tail on the donkey.
Pin the tail on the donkey. That's fun. Blindfolded, right? Is that?
Yes, blindfolded. Around. Spin around and then try and get a tail on a donkey. Mm. Not a real donkey, important to point out.
Sure.
The budget wouldn't allow.
Yeah. Actually, your dad probably would have been able to get one.
Yeah, I could have made a call, actually. And then what other games were played? Skittles.
Skittles?
Yes, you know, like bowling.
Wow, that's advanced.
Well, I mean, it was a child's third birthday party. They know the fact they were doing a lot of overarm chucking.
Say, how was that like?
One child ran up and kicked them all over. Everyone screamed with delight.
Okay, he won. Fine. They won. Oh, yeah. Just for being inventive.
Yeah.
What do they play next? Batank?
Battleships.
Bridge.
And then Yahtzee, and it was a lovely time.
It was something for everyone. No, what, they played Skittles, sorry, yes.
Yes, Pin the Tail on the Donkey, musical statues.
Lovely one to play.
But 3 and 4 year olds, I would say they're not great at staying still.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So I won every time.
Smashed it, smashed it. Yeah.
And then they did a thing where they hid things all over the house, and it was like a treasure hunt.
They hid them.
The parents.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
How were you feeling about that? Was that very noisy and stressful?
Yeah, it was very noisy and stressful, but it was fun.
Dispersed. Okay.
It was fun. And then there was cake, and they all squeal for that.
Oh, great. What flavour cake?
They had two lots. They had a Colin, the caterpillar.
Classic.
And a, you know, just a classic Victoria sponge.
You can't go wrong with it.
But with icing. What's that called? Just like a classic birthday cake with the jam and the...
Yeah, that always used to give me a headache, but yeah.
Oh, really? What, too sugary?
Too sugary. The icing, I think, was what did it.
Yeah, it can be very thick.
Whereas I like a Victoria sponge. My mum did one the other day, actually. Just quite simple. Bit of icing sugar on top.
That's it. Very nice, actually. Very, very nice. How was your Easter, Tom? Did you do any?
16 people.
16 people came?
6 children.
Oh, my invite must have been lost in the post.
You would have been welcome, Suze, but I know you were down in Pompeii.
I was down in Pompeii, you know it.
You are always welcome.
Go on, talk me through your dinner.
Well, of course, you know how I love to do, you know how I love to control people via the medium of elaborate dinner parties.
Of course.
So everyone was invited round. The sun was shining. I made blinis.
Oh, so nice.
That's what happened.
The drink or the salmon on a little thing?
Good question. The drink.
Right.
Because that's what we had on the Orient Express. And I thought, isn't that refreshing? Had to go all over London.
Didn't you have about 150 of them at the Orient Express?
Yes, they're much nicer when you have 150. one, it's fine. Had to go all over town trying to find this peach juice. Eventually found it, cost loads of money. No one even mentioned it.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
And then, but no, it was very nice. And then we had lamb, which I'd marinated the day before. In some lamb.
Nice.
It was a very intense lamb.
Lamb flavour.
I marinated it in Greek, like a bit of oregano, bit of olive oil.
In Greek.
In Greek, a bit of garlic.
In Greek. Bit Greek.
A bit
lovely.
Of Greek.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do Greek lemon potatoes.
Oh, what were they like?
Lovely, actually. But then the first batch is what I served up, and I should have served the second batch first. Basically, when I brought out the second batch, they looked better. And also, so many regrets I have. Basically, I wished I'd asked Alfie's dad to carve the meat while I just got involved. I tried to do it all on my own.
Oh, Tom, when will you learn?
When will I learn? I know I'm such a martyr, but I love the praise. But then I...
Did you make everyone listen to sad show songs?
Well, actually...
That's quite hard to say, sad show songs.
Alfie had magic at the musicals on.
Of course.
Tragic. More of the dogs you love. Tragic. And if you've heard magic, you'll know. But then I changed it for some plinky plonky jazz. But,
of course.
I wish I'd done it on platters. I tried to plate up the lamb, put that down and let people help themselves to greens. But I could have just put it all down, heated the plates. I should have heated the plates. I was trying to be European. And I wish I put the table on a diagonal. But apart from that, it was a success. Everybody seemed pleased.
Did you have any party games?
Yeah, we played. My friend Sharon Smith, has got a party game with dice. You have five dice. You roll it. You have to roll it. Three is zero. Just remember that. Three is zero.
Okay.
You have to roll five dice, and you want to end up with the least possible at the end. You have to take one or two each go. It's quite complicated to explain. It's easier to show. But it's fun.
Did you have a nice time?
We had a really nice time,
Did you win?
No, I nearly won. I was neck and neck, but then I ended up losing.
Mm. But you won. Oh, cheese. Go on. Talk me through.
From Borough Market.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to charge in there, though, don't they?
Oh, Tom. I had a sausage roll from there the other day. We had to remortgage the house.
I bet. It's so much money.
So expensive. Well, of course, you've been at Virgin, haven't you? So you were very near.
Virgin, crossed over. Thought I'll get there early. 10:30 in the morning. It's rammed full of people buying cheese.
Yeah.
I was annoyed, really.
You know, Joel Dommett used to work there on a cheese stand.
Did he? It might have been that one.
There you go.
Because they were from the West Country.
Well, there you go. Oh, I don't think he would have been there now. He's quite busy with the Masked Singer and whatnot.
Imagine,
but
yeah.
I remember cycling up there and him giving me a load of cheese.
That's a good cycle ride. Do you still ride your bike, Susie? You used to do it all the time.
Yeah, I ride it a bit. It's quite hillier here in Brighton.
Of course.
Thinking about getting an electric one.
Oh, that would be nice, but be careful.
Thank you, Tom. I will. But you can get these big ones where basically the three of us could get on one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a tandem?
Well, no, because you don't... Because only one person cycles, then it's got sort of a long bit at the back and you can put a child seat in and then I could go behind the baby.
Oh, that's fun.
And then it's got sort of like a... It's got two bars going around it, so it's very safe. They're very expensive. I don't know. We need to work out if we're going to use them enough.
Yeah.
We've got friends that have got one.
Oh, of course. In Brighton.
Of course. And when they nip out for a drink, they take it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, they'd be careful.
Yeah. I mean, one person has to not drink. But they'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll zip down. And they get everywhere in like 10 minutes.
I mean, when it works, cycling is brilliant, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've always inspired me. You're such a confident cycler. But please,
thank you for saying that, Tom.
But do you remember we went to Berlin? Because that flashed up in my memories. You know when memories come up?
Well, that's why I posted it on Instagram.
Oh, no, it flashed up. My one is the New York one. I should post
it. Right.
And we opted the Stonewall Bar.
Oh, nice.
We couldn't be bothered to queue up to have a photo actually in front of the Stonewall Bar. So we had one opposite.
Sounds like a good thing. Yeah. I think we got the gist, didn't we?
You get the gist.
But yeah, we had those bikes, didn't we, in Berlin?
You didn't care. You were great.
Going like the clappers, wasn't I?
Yeah. I was so scared about trams. We were like, come on, it'll be fine.
If we die here.
Or D here.
Indeed.
As they say in German.
Indeed.
And that man shouted at you, do you remember? And he looked a bit like something from...
A swamp?
No, Indiana Jones.
Ah.
And he screamed at us because we were on the wrong side of the cycle path. And he was like, bah, 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 bah. He screamed at us in German. Do you remember that? Really shook us up.
I don't remember that. But I do remember waking up and thinking, fuck, what did we do with those bikes last night? And then going into the lounge room and being like, oh, we brought them back?
Yeah, we were fine. We were fine.
So fine.
That flat was sweet, wasn't it? That was my first Airbnb experience. Yeah.
That was more than 10 years ago.
I know. Isn't it funny?
Wild.
Gosh. Wild. I know, where did that
come
from?
Wild. The reason I was talking about birthday parties, I was going to ask you, did you have birthday parties as a child?
No, just, yeah, we did.
A piece of coal and a tangerine.
Just some crying. Yeah, we did. We had bouncy castle once because my mum went in a builder's hire merchant. And they sometimes lent out bouncy castles, and we got one once from my brother's birthday, not mine.
Wait, a builder's hire merchant. What are they doing with bouncy castles?
Well, exactly. They were branching out, weren't they?
Absolutely. They were blowing up.
They were blowing up. Susie, up and down, blowing up. You're just on fire.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Tom. I'm on tour, you know.
She's on tour, you know, at the moment.
So, you got a bouncy castle in the garden.
In the back garden on the patio. But then, of course, as it started to deflate, we were still on it. I bashed my head, didn't I?
Of course.
Bounced into a soft bit, bashed my head, started crying. And I thought we were going to go swimming afterwards, but we never went because it was too late. I started crying.
Oh, such a sad story. And what was that, your brother's 30th?
Yeah, that was my brother's 30th birthday. We also did a birthday party once in a pub.
You had one in a pub?
When I was 10.
Down at the, what's that one that your dad used to drink in?
Not the Anglesey, not the MP. It was actually the Pickhurst, which is now, I think, a Miller and Carter.
What's a Miller and Carter when it's at home?
It's like a steak thing, I think.
Oh, it sounds like, well, who are those people that do the rude books? Mills and Boone.
Yes, it wasn't a, it's not a Mills and Boone pub.
That so it's not be, a Mills and Boone themed pub.
That would be sensational, actually. Everything's but soft you, focused.
But you get that sometimes, don't you? When you go into toilets, there'll be boobs on the wall.
Do you?
Yeah, what and the girls sometimes, sort of pin-up girls. They'll
oh,
be
they
like,
put them in there. Oh,
yeah, but
nice.
Like, there'll be like sketches rather than like chits.
Not this. I always seem to remember whenever I saw anything like that, they'd always be kneeling down. I don't know about you, Suze, but I can't do that kneeling down on my shins. Do you know what I mean? With like your with the foot splayed, foot.
I don't know
like,
what position you're talking about.
So like it would be. I'm showing you on the camera. So it would be like your legs tucked underneath yourself,
right?
With your feet like flat against the floor, the top of your feet flat against the floor. So it would be like this.
Yeah.
It would be like that. And this isn't great podcasting, but it would be. Hang on, I've turned off my own camera. Hang on, I'm going to show you. Oh, no, it's not getting up. Look there. Oh, it's not like that. Oh, the bloody camera. Anyway.
It looks like you're pointing at your ass.
It does, doesn't it? I don't know why I bother this stupid center stage thing on this laptop. Anyway.
I don't know a lot about posing for calendars.
Calendars. That was it. Always in a, in like a motor place, like a.
Couch. Yes, like a geezer place.
A geezer place. They'd always have one of those calendars, wouldn't they?
Yeah, with some woman with mad 80s hair.
Yeah, mad 80s hair.
With her knockers out and like
yes,
a pair of frilly necks on.
Maybe on the phone.
What's yes, the phone? That sort of thing on the phone.
On the phone with a
holding
know,
like a holding like a wrench. Maybe
yes.
With some like oil on her face.
Oh, yes. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
With her Bristol's out.
With her Bristol cities out. Yeah.
Mm. Charming, wasn't it? Charming.
Really and charming.
Really lovely. I would always be like, so unfazed by it, of course.
Yeah. I think you became very normal to see women's tits.
It really was a strange time, wasn't it?
Well, like when you think about page 3.
I know. Absolutely wild.
Because it would always have like, you know, Carly, 21, Nottingham, and then it'd have a speech bubble that would say something like, I think the Iraq war is really bad.
I was going to say it was always like an opinion on something happening in the news, wasn't it? Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, we can't go to print. We haven't got Carly's opinion.
What does she think about inflation? Yeah. That was true, wasn't it? How funny.
How strange. Never the same with boys. Never saw a willy on anything.
You never did you?
No.
They were really really hidden back then.
They were. I think you can see them around and about.
Probably on a roundabout.
Maybe. But,
on White Lotus you see them.
You do, yeah. They're not shy, are they?
No, they're not shy. Well, I've only seen the second series.
Yeah.
But, that bloke.
These gays are trying to kill me.
Oh, I know. It's so great, isn't it?
So good.
I didn't, because all the hype about it, I thought, maybe I won't enjoy this, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Same
so
with good. Bad Sisters. I didn't think I'd enjoy it. And then
oh,
I loved
it was really good. Loved Bad Sisters. Yeah, really, really good.
Really good. Really good.
Well, listen, Tom, we're coming to the end of the pod. Congratulations on your dinner.
Oh, well, thank you, Suze. I think everyone enjoyed it because it wasn't as hot as I would have liked it. I was trying to be European about it.
Well, Tom, you beat yourself up.
Do you know what does drive me a bit up the wall, though, is
go
when
on.
You say, okay, sit down, everybody, dinner's ready. No one moves.
Yeah, that's how
I want people to take charge. Like, come on, you take ownership a bit of this.
It's a real shame that you never had the chance to be sort of a school matron.
I know. I often think that. I'd be great
sort
in an orphanage.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Or just in sort of a boarding school.
Yeah, it's a very strict boarding school, yeah.
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 Sort of
school
a nice mom-ish. Dress with like a pinafore with a... Do you remember those belts that girls used to wear at school that had a little zip in for your coins?
Oh, yes, I do remember those.
Yeah, one of those on.
Very handy. Were you... Because you were in the Brownies.
I wasn't in the Brownies. I went once and then said to my mum, I don't understand it. The girls just follow each other around. Which, of course, 10 years later, is exactly what I was trying to
is
do.
It? Oh, but, of course. That's great. You should use that. That was, you were always told in the Cubs, carry a 10p piece so you can make a phone call if you need to.
Yeah, now it's now they say carry an iPhone 5.
Well, my when I lost my phone, I had to make a phone call from a
a payphone.
Yeah, how much?
When did you lose your phone?
Oh, years ago.
When oh, right, go on.
Anyway, but how much? How much it cost?
Go on.
£8.
No, no, it didn't cost £8.
I didn't laugh at the time, but I'm able. Yeah,
£8.
Yeah, yeah.
To make a phone call.
Yeah, I put my credit card in. I think I might have got it wrong. But.
I think you did, Tom. Surely it's not £8.
That's what they charge.
Should have reversed the charges to your mum's house.
She wouldn't pick up.
And fair enough, actually. You've had enough of that woman.
Yeah, yeah. Haven't I done enough for him? Yeah, she gave me some lovely pelargoniums the other day. I just repotted them, actually, Suze. Oh, I had a lovely day yesterday repotting.
Oh, and, so nice.
We tried to have a barbecue, but it pissed down with rain. I still tried to do it, but in the end we
gave
up.
A brolly?
No, didn't even do that.
Well, you just tried to do it in the rain?
Yeah, it was one of the most depressing days of our lives. Ended up doing the lamb chops on the grill. So, you know, because Alf loves the lamb chops that have been marinated by the butcher.
Very nice. I mean. Yeah, I do. They are lovely.
We had those with a bit of hispy cabbage.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
We did it a la plancha, which we learned from a restaurant. Fried it.
Very nice. A la plancha. Really, that's the thing people don't realise. They're learning so much from this podcast.
People get so much from this. They don't know.
No, they don't know. We're helping so many people.
I mean, I had Rob round earlier.
Yeah.
To witness my will. And also the, what's the one? The power of attorney. You know, who gets to switch me off.
Yeah, who does get to switch you off? Who's got that job?
My brother, I thought, would like that.
Yeah, something for him to do. It's something nice to do,
something to chat about, isn't it? Yeah. you know, his podcast, you know, he said they did a live show. He dropped all the cards on the floor and swore at them. They had cue cards. Yeah. And everybody laughed. I mean, we don't do that on this, do we?
No, we don't. I'm actually doing their podcast tonight at the Dome in Brighton.
Oh, well, look out. They might drop the cards.
They might drop the cards. Beware.
Well, see what they're doing on that. I mean, admittedly, we could listen to their podcast to find out what is the secret of their success.
But that doesn't seem like...
And I don't have children.
No, no. Tom, this podcast is hugely successful.
Yeah, it is. For the 12 people who listen, they
it's a massive success in their lives.
They love it. They've learned a la plancha. They've learned...
about the Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror. The Royal Victoria Patriotic Building. Where
they've learned about tunnels, about how they do rubbish at Disneyland.
Yeah, there's something for everybody, I reckon.
There you go. What more do you want? Do you know what I mean? What more do you want?
What more do you want?
Right, Tom, one other thing I need to do very quickly. My cousin Natalie listens every week, so I want to give a little shout out to my cousin Natalie.
Natalie, hello. Hello, Natalie. Lots of love to you.
Indeed.
In Pompeii. Nice.
But listen, I must go because baby's napping and I need to squeeze in a salad before she wakes up.
Oh, you must squeeze in a salad.
You must squeeze in a salad.
I'm going to go make a soup, yeah.
Oh, Tom, what are you like? You're going to have it cold, Mediterranean?
No, we're going to have it hot. Like, people call it bone broth. That's ridiculous. It's a chicken soup.
It's a chicken soup. Lovely. Good for good for you as well, that is.
Apparently, yeah. I made it on Saturday. My cousins came around and I did a chicken. Anyway.
You've got... We must stop.
We've got to stop. People will be overwhelmed.
Yeah, too many things. Yeah. We'll see you next week on Like Minded Friends. If you want to get in touch, the email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. Maybe we'll do a correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
One next week.
That would be nice to hear from everybody. I like to
it. It would be, yeah. It's good to get across it. Okay, dear.
Okay, dear.
All right, then. I'll speak to you later, love. Take care.
Speak to you later, love. Okay, bye then.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.